Welcome to Legal Mumbo Jumbo, the insightful podcast for those navigating the complexities of family law and divorce. I'm your host, Ashley Nicole Green, a family law and divorce attorney in the Houston, Texas area. In each episode, we'll dive into the legal nuances, share stories of resilience, and provide you insight to empower you through your challenging chapters. Join me as we embark on a journey of understanding, support, and navigating your path to a better future tomorrow.
All right. Welcome back, Pascal. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. I'm really excited for listeners to hear a little bit about you and be able to hopefully be encouraged with your story.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, Ashley. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to have you. So just to give a little bit of background for our listeners, we actually connected not initially related to your case directly or a case related to your child, but we had a case where we were representing your spouse. And from there, you were super supportive of her throughout the process and always obviously just gave me so many encouraging words. And then we later connected with you just kind of reaching out for some personal matters related to your child. And we've stayed connected since. Is that about right?
So, yeah, exactly. I mean, we're my wife and I, we've been married 5 years now. We're a blended family. It was through her situation at first that we... And actually, we found you on Google, Ashley. You know, you do have like all great reviews, 5 stars and everything. So I remember we looked at different options, but it felt right for some reason. And man, was that the right decision for us? But that's how it started. And then after that, even personally with my situation, you've helped me so much. So it's been an amazing experience to know you and to have you basically on our team. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure. I mean, just to see, like you mentioned, you guys obviously have a blended family, and just to see over the years, literally years, how you guys have overcome challenges, obstacles, and managed to still keep those children happy. That's like the biggest blessing for me is throughout it, you guys never gave up. You know, you stayed focused on the kids and you stayed focused on just living life, irrespective of all the chaos that may have been going around. You guys always prioritize spending time and making those memories. So with that being said, could you share a little bit, and I don't want you to get too specific, obviously balance confidentiality, but share with our listeners a little bit about your story directly, or maybe a little bit about your wife's stories, if you feel comfortable or led to. About your case, to the extent you are willing to let listeners know a little bit about you.
I mean, I think for anyone, nobody want to go through that kind of experience in their lifetime. It's not something we plan for. Personally, in my experience, it's something that's scary. You think about your kids, you want your relationship, you want some time, you're afraid of losing time or the connection or things. There's all kinds of fear that goes through it. So for me, my biggest challenge was the ignorance that I had towards, like, let's say, my rights. You know, like I didn't know when or how to hold boundaries through co-parenting. It takes work on yourself. It's not black and white. You have to be able to know when there's a situation where you don't know what to do. Having someone like you on my side to do the right thing. Because really, sometimes you don't know what to do, but you want to do the right thing, but you don't even know what the right thing is necessarily. Like, this is where it can get very difficult. You just want to do the right thing. But at the same time, let's say you don't want this to backfire, or you don't want things to misunderstood, misconstrued, twisted, or take advantage of, or, you know, all these things. It's such a fine line. And without support, for me, it was like terrifying, because, you know, your kids are your world, and it's like you're going through this and it's hard to get out of your head. So it's hard to make decisions. So that was my biggest challenge that I had to go through.
And I think what you said is so important, and I really want to draw it to listeners' attention, is the idea of constantly battling with, am I doing this correctly? Am I co-parenting to the best of my ability? Am I making the right decision? Am I balancing all of the aspects that are happening around me in my child's life, in my personal life, in our blended family life to the best balance possible. And I think a lot of times people go through these cases and they think that initially whatever work they put in for co-parenting is the starting point and that's it. But it's really you constantly evolving as your child grows, as things change. You constantly have to evolve and allow for that co-parenting relationship to evolve, because as humans, we're constantly changing every day. So of course, the co-parenting relationship itself has to change as things change in your life or in your child's life. Absolutely. So you have done an amazing job of kind of knowing when to step back and say, okay, wait a minute. X, Y, or Z may have been working for some time and it worked great, right? But there has been a change. So let me step back and reevaluate so that, like you said, I can express how I feel. I can approach a situation. Everybody's under the same understanding. Nothing is misunderstood. And we can continue on that path of a healthy co-parenting relationship. So thank you so much for sharing that. I really think it will help a lot of people that are at a place maybe where they feel like the co-parent relationship has reverted in the opposite direction and they may feel stuck. This is hopefully, you know, news to their ears that you have to go back to the drawing boards and just start that process over so that you can be able to continue on a good co-parenting relationship. So I think one of the other things that you kind of touched on when you were chatting was that you mentioned some of the challenges that you were facing, which was not understanding your rights. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for listeners?
So not understanding my rights is how do I see this for when I start hiring you for my personal situation? And then on the other side, it's like the, like, so you got that little angel, you got that little devil on the other side, that's like the threat, the fear of losing, the fear of like, and everything. And that's how it felt like, knowing that you're there and I can like, okay, so this situation comes up. I don't know what to do. Like, I want to do what's best for my kids. It's empowering, you know, it's like transcending like fear to confident. It brings this place that you're supported, that you're able to make decision with confidence, and with like your experience and your knowledge. And obviously the passion that you have and you're so invested. So that's just all that together. It's like you're suddenly like feel, you go from weak to feeling strong. That's what's my experience too. Like, I know if things comes up, like, I know you're there, you know, I know you're there. That's like so empowering for me.
Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I am so glad that you were comfortable enough to come to me when you were at that crossroads. And a lot of times I tell clients, let me be your sounding board, throw everything at me, let me listen to it, and let's really dissect it. And that's actually what ended up happening with your case or your situation. You know, you have a teenage boy and you were trying to figure out like, okay, there's changes happening. How do I navigate that? And we were able to come up with some creative solutions that in the end it made everybody happy. And it wasn't so much a win, lose. Mm-hmm. It was really like, we can function and make this happen and everybody's going to feel at peace. And at the end of the day, I think that that's something that people lose sight of. They want to really focus on, well, this is what I want as the adult. And if I want that, then that's all that matters. But there's a little one involved. And they have feelings.
It's different for situations are different for everybody. So it's not always the same answer or the, you know, the same response depending on the situation that you're in, you know. So it's, that's where it's not black and white, where, you know, some, for someone it's like, no, you cannot allow that. And then another situation, it's like, yes, definitely something that considering whether some passion, like let's say my son's a teenager, he loves music and he's into something, like, so to be flexible and to, because there's a parade or band or something, you know, so you're, it's not always about, you know, you cannot just make this about you. And that's where you're good at, Ashley, is that it's where, like, what about like to hear the kid's voice, even though he's not there, you know what I mean? Also, like, to, as a teenager, you know, things are different than when they're 5 years old. And I still, like, now I gain this knowledge or I gain this awareness, and then I can use it, like I'm able to navigate this on my own sometimes because of that.
And I think that you have done an amazing job, and I really appreciate you sharing the words with me earlier about your experience, because it helps me to be a better attorney. You know, I always try to help you guys look at it from your perspective, but also weigh the child's desires and needs. And I'm very, very fortunate to have met you and everyone in your family, because it has made me a better attorney. It has forced me to think of creative solutions in difficult situations so that we can make it where the kids are happy, which at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about. I want to kind of pivot a little bit. Obviously, you have a unique background and a unique story, is that you're not actually from the United States. So that's the first thing. And then also, you also are a coach. And I think that's so interesting. And I really want you to kind of touch on this question I'm about to ask, is that a lot of times I have clients who may be coaches, doctors, lawyers, engineers, what have you. And they feel like because they have like a background in the particular situation going on in their case, that they're equipped, right, to make the best decision. But obviously in your situation, you encourage people there for them as a support system. But in your situation, you needed to reach out for someone else, myself, absolutely, and I'm sure others, for support. So can you kind of talk about your background, where you're from, and then also talk about how you decided to reach out, even though you do this for a living.
So, yes, I'm from Canada. I'm French Canadian. So, you know, and the listeners can tell with my accent, I'm sure. I've lived in Europe. I've traveled quite a bit for work. And then I eventually was able to settle here. And I worked as a coach with young adult and also a coach hockey. And I bring some mentorships too, and that passion to use a tool, hockey as a tool, to make an impact for them in more than just the game. I know that even myself, I need a coach for a different area. I need help with something. When this area where I need help, to me, a coach is the ability to be, you know, humble and authentic, and, you know, recognize when you also have fears, because it's, you know, it's not like you're helping others and you're, let's say, like a label as a mentor and a coach, that you don't have fears and you don't have like a struggle, and you can recognize. I think it's the ability to recognize what you're going through and then make the right decision upon that situation that you're in, so you can reach out and get the help. And then with the tools, this adds more skills to your toolbox for you to kind of go after and go on your own and sometimes make the decision on your own. And that's where I think the confidence comes in, because, you know, you go through that experience, the unknown territory, and then eventually you become more familiar, you gain experience, and you're able to make these decisions and navigate this situation better. But yeah, for sure, reaching out when this is the unknown, recognize that it's scary, recognize that you need help, recognize that you don't have to try to handle all this on your own, because it's, like I said, it's not black and white. There's situation that, you know, only somebody that's in there can understand, or have like you, you know, that lives it every day with different situation, that can help you. And it's not necessarily you, like you telling someone what to do, but it's laying out the options, you know.
Yes.
And then so we can make the right decision, what's best for me, what's best for this situation, what's best. And then now I didn't know I had this option and this option and this options, and you know what I mean. So that's where, no, that's not going to happen.
I think that a lot of times people get into situations in these cases, which are highly emotional, right? Because it's your children, it's their future, it's your relationship with your child, and there's so many things at stake. And so you sometimes feel like you're making the right decision because your emotions are leading you to make that decision. But what makes you a better co-parent and what makes you a better parent is to step back and do exactly what you mentioned. Humble
yourself.
Work
on yourself.
Yeah. And understand, you know what? There are some things changing. and I need to switch out the tools in my toolbox. You know, mm-hmm. I need different tools to be able to navigate this new situation or this new development or this new season that we're in, so that I can continue to maintain those things that are so precious to me, which is my relationship with my child's future, our co-parenting relationship with the other parent. All of those things are important. So I think you definitely answer that, and I appreciate you sharing that. I now want to kind of switch gears again and ask you a question that I think people sometimes get nervous, obviously, whenever they're going through these divorce cases or these child custody cases, and they don't want to mess up, right? They want to mm-hmm. do it. Most of people really have a good intention at the beginning to do what is best for their children and to have an outcome that would be favorable for their children and them. Now, of course, throughout the process, things can get misconstrued or get diverted because of emotions, and that's normal. We're humans and we have to mm-hmm. kind of put ourselves back on track. But if there's anything that you could share with our listeners right now, if they are in the place where maybe they're a parent and they don't know their rights, maybe they're a parent and they're struggling, right, to understand how to move forward in a healthy co-parenting relationship and they want to give up. Maybe they feel like that they're at the brink of losing their child. Their child mm-hmm. is a teenager and they feel like any minute, any second, their child's going to explode and not have a relationship with them anymore. Mm-hmm. What could you share with them right now to encourage them to move forward and to pursue whatever they need to, based off of maybe things you would have done differently in your case or in your situation?
It is terrifying at first for me. It was. So I'm sure I'm not the only one that experienced these emotions. And it's overwhelming as well. Obviously, we get caught up in our head, and where it goes is like the worst case scenarios. That's where like our mind tends to go. And then the worst case scenarios is like, oh, I'm losing my kids or losing time, losing my relationship. Without obviously help and guidance, that's where separate you, Ashley, from others is your ability to recognize that in people, your emotional intelligence, where you can see and remind us, don't focus on the whole staircase, stay in that step and to move forward, and having that focus on the right now rather than caught up into these crazy scenarios that actually will most likely make you more reactive. I would just simply recommend in anyone facing this kind of situation right now where they're overwhelmed and terrified, everybody can have an Ashley on their team. It would be like to have a consultation. I know like I'm saying these things, Ashley, and you know, you're there, but it's, I'm doing this podcast because I feel like I could never pay you back enough for all that you did. I wish everybody can have someone like you, where they can have somebody that can understand their situation, that can recognize the pattern behavior, that can recognize also patterns and behaviors on the other side. So it's, you're not taking advantage of, that you know you're right, where things can lead to be twisted, manipulated. So see that what we cannot see on our own, and, you know, kind of read between the lines. All these skills, they're so valuable and so helpful, empowering for someone going through a situation like this, that it's like, oh my goodness, man. There's many times where I thought the worst, and then just talking with you, or, you know, just your advice, or just hearing you and helping us understand by educating us to understand how things work. Because sometimes we imagine things works like this, but it's not really how necessarily it works. So yeah, so just for you to bring clarity and understanding, and then like, it's like, oh man, I can breathe, you know, like I can, oh man, it's going to be all right. I'm, you know, I'm going to first do this and go from there. And then, you know, things do fall into place, and it's liberating.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And what I hope listeners get out of that is that support and really putting in the work to find people that are going to be supportive of you, whether it's a me or someone else that's like me, is important in this process, because otherwise you're going to kind of get sucked up into all the things going around you. And if you don't have someone there to speak into you, to encourage you, to keep you focused, to keep you from overthinking things, you can easily get in a really bad downward circle or spiral, rather, in these cases, because they're really taxing. They're taxing on your mental, your emotional, and sometimes that can translate over into your physical if you don't have that. So I think that that was great information. I really hope listeners listen to that. And I really hope that they take your advice and find someone early on. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to connect to you with you at the beginning when all of your situations started.
Right.
But I'm so glad that we were able to connect later on. And I think that you have put the pieces back together beautifully. And I have confidence that it's all going to work out, you know, long term. And once your son's, you know, graduated high school, married, having grandkids, you'll look back and you'll say, man, we got through some tough times, but we were able to get through it. And that's all that really matters.
Exactly. For listeners, this is also an opportunity for you to empower yourself and, you know, to gain that something you did not know with the support of you going through this will obviously get you to work on yourself and out of your comfort zone and work on not taking everything so personal. What I mean by personal is like, being the ability to recognize that, let's say, what is said through a text or whatnot, it's not necessarily like someone may deal with their own insecurity. Your co-parent may dealing with their own thing. So it's not directly at you, and not taking things personal can help you not being so emotional. And then so you can make decision, or you can not be living your life buying into whatever someone may say, you know, like, and you're not, you don't have to be filled with guilt or fear. And that's one other thing too, is fear of like, you know, what your kid will think of you, or, you know, if like your role, Ashley, it's like the, I see this like the prayer of serenity, because it's like to help us to accept the things we cannot change and to gain the courage to change the things that which we can change, and like the wisdom to know the difference and to provide, to help us seeing it. And which is something that I would say we lack if we're not in that world and this is new to us. And then we're trying to do the right things, but caught with all kinds of emotions and fears and everything. But like having someone that can help you recognize the difference between the acceptance of the situation and then between getting the power, the courage to change and go forward. And even as an attorney, that to me comes from your ability, not just your knowledge, education, and things that you, but it's like your ability to connect, emotional intelligence part of you, that's ability to understand what someone feels and to go there, which makes someone feel understand, makes someone feel, you know, heard and everything, which is way more than doing your job because of your heart and the, you know, the passion. So I really wish everybody can have someone like you, because that will impact in many ways for their personal life and their situation as well and their circumstances.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I love that you mentioned the serenity prayer. You know, I've never even thought about my approach to working with clients and being a practitioner and helping them navigate through their family law and divorce cases as being that exact prayer, because that is exactly how I approach my cases. Like, we are going to go in and we're going to accept the things that we can't change, you know, and we're going to work through those and be at peace with that. And the things that we can, I am here to encourage you and to give you the confidence and the tools and everything you need to change those things, because you do have the power and you are important. So Oh, that just, it gave me chills when you said that. So now I'm like always going to remember that. So thank you so much for sharing that. I don't know where to go from there because I feel like you have topped it at this point. So with that being said, I would love for listeners, if they are interested in connecting with you, to be able to find you. So can you tell listeners where they can find you if they are wanting to maybe do some coaching of their own, or they just want to connect with you in general?
My Instagram, I guess I would say that Pascal Morenci would be the way to connect. I mean, I'm on obviously social media platform, LinkedIn, Instagram. I'd be happy to connect if somebody, you know, if I can help anyone with what they're going through and their situation, and I'd be happy to. I mean, it's from living in myself and using that for myself by welcoming it, embracing it, you will grow and you will be thankful for that experience, that it happened the way it did, because you will gain things that, you know, you didn't know, or you will recognize strength within you that you didn't know you have, and you grow and then you can pass it down.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on this podcast and sharing with listeners today. This has been so much fun. It's been encouraging for me to hear you pour into me over the last few minutes we've been talking. So thank you again. Mm-hmm. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in for another podcast today. And until next time, bye for now.